Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
All right. Welcome to the summit again. I'm super, super excited to be sharing with you. I'm Dr. Oliver T. Reed, the writing coach, and I am elated to be talking about legacy. Legacy comes in many forms, many ways, and many shapes. So I'm going to be sharing a shout out to Jose Escobar and the Connected Leadership Academy, Leaders Academy, just because you considered me again to be a part of something that's great. I'm returning to you as a speaker, and I want to share something really, really powerful with you today. I'm sure you've heard all of the other great speakers, and you guys have done some phenomenal work. I'm going to be talking about 7 ways to write your story while you're alive, write your obituary while you're alive. And a lot of times, man, we live our life day to day. We live our life in the hustle and bustle of life. And we are just passing through, so to speak, because we don't want to talk about death. We don't want to talk about, you know, hey, leaving a legacy a lot of times, because a lot of times that brings up the trauma of things that we may not can control, or what we didn't have. Maybe someone didn't leave you a legacy, or someone didn't leave something to you, or you're not prepared. It's almost like insurance, right? We all know we need it a lot of times, but a lot of times we don't want to talk about it. And then we don't want to prepare to actually transition. But what if I told you today, you don't have to wait until you expire. You don't have to wait until you are on the other side of eternity to write your story, to be able to write your story while you are alive. I have a famous quote that I always say, I'd rather write my story while I'm alive than people skim over the highlights when I die. I'll say that again. I would rather write my story while I am living than people skimming over the highlights when I pass away or expire. Many of us live our lives on a day-to-day basis, do some tremendous things. We actually help people. We actually cater to people. We actually do certain things that never gets recorded. We never, ever record those legacy lessons and legacy moments that helps us. I'll break it down into this particular segment here. I remember during COVID, I'm sure all you can relate, and I'm sure all of you may have lost someone or knew of somebody who lost their life during COVID. Well, my cousin wasn't able to retain her life through COVID. She went in the hospital with a upper respiratory infection. It turned to pneumonia. Long and short, she actually expired. And I remember when I was actually at her funeral, I was sitting as a participant in the funeral, and I'm sitting there. We all were grieving. Family members were always grieving. She was young, and she did so many powerful, thriving things. I found out that during her obituary reading, the pastor got up, and you know, the people started to read the obituary and started to see all of these particular things that I didn't know, but they were kind of like outlines, right? Because you know, obituary is kind of like outlines of the person's life, highlights of the person's life. And I realized to myself, I said, what if she would have wrote her story? I didn't know she adopted people's kids. I didn't know she helped the community. I didn't know she was doing all these great, powerful, and wonderful things. What if she was able to actually put that in a book or put that in a literary commentary that could outlast her? My friends, looking at the screen, death is certain. Just as life is certain. And guess what? There will be times and there will be seasons that if you don't capture the moment, you won't be able to outlive your life. So I practice writing. If you know anything about me, I've written over 63 books. I do it through a system that I created called the Milk Writing System. And that has allowed me to write 3 books a year or more since 2010. I can't tell you how many collections of different things I've been a part of, anthologies, initiatives, articles, because I am determined to write my story while I'm alive so that it outlives me. Before I get into the seven ways that I want to show you how to do this, which you can pull out your pad, you can pull out your tablet, whatever you're working with, it's going to be interactive because I want to give you the cheat codes today how to look at this, write your obituary while you're living. Now, I want to share this really quickly, really, really powerful, that the number one lead generated book in the world, the number one book in the world, is still the Bible. Now, I'm not going to really get religious, spiritual here. I just want to share something really, really powerful, that this book was written, inspired by the Creator, inspired by God, inspired by the divine, using people's life stories that outlive them. Check this out. We can't interview Moses. We can't interview Samuel. We can't interview Joshua. These are all biblical characters that you don't know. We can't interview David. We can't even interview Jesus, right? It is actually written down in a book that still is living, still moving, still shaking, and still converting to today. Right? So what if you took your life lessons and passed it down? Right? I want to share something really, really powerful here, and I want you to get this point. I always say that we always focus on 401ks, stocks, and annuities. All those things are great. Making money, all those things are fire. But the most powerful commodity, in my opinion, is the power to leave your story to the next generation. A lot of times we leave wealth, we leave the blueprint without the story. So I want to make sure I have a grandchild. I want to make sure that my grandchild's children's children, 100 years from now, will still be able to pull up Papa Reed and be able to actually use it. So let's talk about one. All right. One, I want you to understand that your story matters and you have to put relevance on it. Number one, put relevance on your story. Relevance is so important. I can't tell you how many people I help publish their book, write their books, get on stage, just maximize their income with the power of a book, who started out feeling that their story wasn't relevant because it was kind of similar to someone else's story. It was similar to somebody else's story. So they were like, listen, I don't feel like I'm relevant. Your story is relevant because you lived in that time where, guess what? Nobody sees. Nobody experiences, nobody can relate like you do. Your relevance matters. So when you write your story to remain relevant, right? Because relevant is what you are going to put emphasis on in your is all right. Relevance is a self-value of yourself, stopping to record who you are, what you're doing, how you're shaping up to be. It is an absolute must. You must be relevant. Two, check this out. I really want you to check this out. Two is solutional. Solutional. What did you experience in your life that you overcame? And instead of being letting it be a problem, you begin to be a solution or a solver to that problem, right? I actually coach people who went into business, for example, and they went into business because of a trauma, the cause of a layoff, because of inadequacy, whatever it may be. And they started their business and now they are able to solve other people's problems. Do you know, going back to my first point, that for some people, reading that scripture or that passage that's in the Bible actually transitions and helps them today in 2026 to be able to overcome fear, anxiety, depression. So what you have went through, they are actually saying, we have done it too. So just think about if you were actually solutional, writing the solution down and then passing it on to the next generation. One of the things I did recently for one of my daughters is I got a book to tell her or to actually walk her through asking me questions about my life. Right? If you want to know about dad, I would rather you hear it from me than to hear it from someone else secondhand or third hand. So when you are solutional, you are able to leave those solutions that you experience in your life, you're able to pass that on to the next generation. All right. The other thing is you have to also three, you have to place value on your life. Woo! Ah, that's good. Place value on your life. A lot of times we are living without placing the value on our life. We are waiting for somebody else to esteem us, to push us, to actually prop and fold us or prime us to be valuable or to put emphasis on some other things that we actually do. But what you do when you write your own story, you narrate, you take the authority back in your value. You talk about the valuable things that you contributed to society. You talk about the valuable things you contributed to your family. You talk about the valuable things you created to your career, the valuable things you toot your own horn. And it is so hard for a lot of times entrepreneurs, speakers, coaches, you guys showing up on this line to be able to place value. Because we also get our value systems a lot of times from other people, our trophies, our stats, but you have to place value on your life. The first, the fourth thing I want to talk about is this, is the fourth thing is that you got to write it. Well, you might be saying, Dr. Reed, why didn't you put write first? It seemed like you should have put write first, because you got to get in the right mindset to write. Some of you on the other side, and I want to help you, want to write a book, but you don't see the value. You don't see the relevance. You don't see the thing that you saw. So before you start writing, a lot of times you gotta really get in that mirror, stare eye to eye, and say, what do I solve and what value do I bring? And now it's time to write. But none of this can happen if you don't process mentally, you don't compartmentalize, and then this point number four, you don't write. Write right now, not later. I always want to point this out, that your now can never be later. Say that again. Your now can never be later. Your now can't be tomorrow. I'm reminded of this. If I was to pull out my phone and I was to lift it up in the air and pull out, that phone and take a selfie, I did it now, right? I did it now. But guess what? A second later, it's history. I hope y'all caught that. If I pull out my phone, I took a snapshot, guess what happens? It becomes history the next second. So you got to understand that as you write, you're going to do it now. I'm going to give you a powerful cheat code. If you spell the word now, N-O-W, backwards, what does that spell? It means what? You start to do things now in the now season. Some people die saying they're going to write a book. So now they have to rely on a piece of paper. If somebody liked them, if somebody really esteemed them, to tell their story. But I would rather write my story while I'm alive. Write this down and skim over the highlights when somebody dies or when I die. I want to be able to own my story, because based on what I may have physically left people, they may have a different viewpoint of who I was. I want to narrate that story. I want to do it now. So your now can never be later. Right now, think later. Put that down. Right now, think later. Right now, think later. So you should be writing while we're going on. If you were sitting at your funeral and you could look on, what would you want to say in this book? What would you want to say about your life? What cheat codes would you want to leave to your children's children's children? What is it that you would want to say? I would never want to leave a life, write this down, I wouldn't want to live a life leaving a blank page. Whoa, Dr. Reed, you're talking good. I wouldn't want to live my entire life and then leave a blank page. So you're going to write it, number four. And five is something that we got to swallow our spit to. You're going to not only write it, you're going to publish it. You're going to put it out there in the world. You're going to put your story out there for your family, out there for your friends. You're going to publish it. You're going to actually get it out. You're going to share it. You're going to share that information. There's no reason having a good recipe or good moment or making money or enjoying life, or overcoming divorce, overcoming abortion, overcoming trials, overcoming tribulations, overcoming fear, overcoming injustices, overcoming prejudice, overcoming bias, overcoming the mental breakdown, overcoming the breakup, overcoming the mess up, overcoming the hang up, overcoming the floating, the low moments, the down moments, the high moments. Look, milking the crisis. I always tell people, milk it all. Bring it all to the table in your writing, and I'll be doggone John Brown. You better publish it. You publish it because you have to. You publish the story because you submit in your legacy in the earth. Publish it. Hire somebody that's going to publish it. Push it out there in the world. Don't overthink it. A lot of times we get overthinking is a possibility. It never happens. I always say this, and I want to share this. Look at this. Procrastination breeds contamination. Write that down. Procrastination on your story breeds contamination. I'll say it again. If you procrastinate, you get stagnated. If I had a quarter for everybody I talk to say they're going to write a story about their life or they should write a book, I'll be a wealthier man. Miles Monroe, a famous preacher, amazing philanthropist, amazing scholar, said these words. He says that the greatest gifts are in the graveyard. The greatest talents are in the graveyard. The greatest gifts. And I love that quote because some of us die with our story inside. I want to shake you today. I don't want you dying with your story inside. You have somebody else's breakthrough. You have somebody else's pathway to success. And if you don't share it, then guess what? Your great-great-granddaughter will die not having the solutions of what you mastered in your life. It's almost like we don't have grandmother's recipe. Remember that? Grandma used to bake something. She used to cook something, but nobody knows it because nobody wrote it down, and we didn't pass it down to the next generation. It could be a wealth creator. Your trouble could be somebody else's treasure. Your hangup could be somebody else's hobby, generational down the line. I call it literary equity. Some of the richest 1% in the world get rich off of life insurance. They get rich, look, rich off of their dead ancestors. Wouldn't you want your family to get rich off of your story? Rich in value, not just intangible, rich in knowledge. Miles Monroe said the greatest gifts are in the graveyard, but I beg to differ too. This is my opinion. I feel like the greatest gifts are in people that are alive, but they are dead to their story. Oh, come on, Dr. Reed. I'm preaching to myself. Gifts are in, I don't think it's in the graveyard, even though that sounds good. I think it's in the walking dead. Dead to their purpose, dead to their story. You don't write it because you're fearful, you're afraid of what somebody else is going to say. So you got to publish it. That's number five. Six. I call it let the chips fall where they may. Number six, let the chips fall where they may. Some of us don't write our story while we're alive because we want to be passive. We feel like or humble. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. Well, what if I told my story and Aunt Betty sees it differently, or my mom sees it differently, or my wife sees it differently? Listen, understand. There's ways that my firm and I, we help people embellish that story. We can write it in a way where we're not calling people out. But I have to say, it's your life. Write that down. It's your life. Quit filtering your story. Did it happen or not? Is it the way we view things? Guess what? Me, you, and somebody else on this line can go to a restaurant and we can see a waiter who presents the same food. We can all order the same thing, but each of us will have a different perspective and a perception about the meal and what we saw and what happened. And guess what? Is anybody wrong in there? Nobody's wrong. Your history is his story. Your heart story, her story is her story. We all will see the benefit. And you can put a disclaimer, guys, to say, based on my account of the story, I love movies and documentaries. You know, you see it, and that thing will flash up that disclaimer, and that disclaimer will say the account. This is based on the account of a true story. This is based on a true story, which means that there's some flexibility in the wiggle room that maybe people didn't see it the same way I did, right? So you need to get over, we need to get over what people say. Let the chips fall where they may. Put your story out. You don't know who you're helping, and you need to do it for you. It heals. You live on through the power of your story. I want when they blow the bones, the dust from my bones, I want my story to leak out. Ooh. When they say my funeral, I want them to say Dr. Reed has written 63 books, 64 books. I think we should use one of his books at the funeral. I don't want them searching for my story or Googling to try to figure out what my trauma is. I want to bring my victories, my defeats, my blessings, my curses, whatever it is, to my story, because I live boldly. I speak boldly. I speak boldly. Shakespeare said this, and it lives throughout centuries. He says, through thy own self, to thine own self, be true. Be true. Don't lie to yourself and feel like you don't need your story. You need your story to be submitted. Six, let the chips fall where they may. And seven, I want to really get down with seven, because seven is, good God Almighty, seven is, you got to do it. You got to do all those six steps for this. You got to do it, because once you do it, seven is, because you've written your story, you have submitted your glory. Because you have submitted your story, you have cemented your glory. Your glory. You made it through. You lived your life. You lived your destiny. You lived your purpose. You live well. In the words of a famous quote that was in Gladiator, I love Gladiator with Russell Crowe. That's a great movie. But something that the king said in that movie that was really, really powerful, he says, death smiles at us all. Death smiles at us all. But when it smiles, we got to smile back. We got to smile back with our story. We got to smile back with our tenacity. Hey, we got to smile back. We got to smile back. We got to smile back. Smile. Smile in the midst of your defeat. Guess what? Could it be that your inheritance is in your story? Could it be that your breakthrough is in your story? Could it be that your obituary, you don't have to wait for a preacher or a priest to do it, that you actually submit your life? You actually flow in a level. You actually share your story. You actually build to the next generation. And guess what? What would it be like? I'll just get this before I close. What would it be like for your great, great, great granddaughter, great, great grandson to open up a solution that you wrote in 2026? You have cemented your place in history. You have cemented your place in history. Guess what? Your story is a rare commodity. There will never be another story. There will never be an account, even if they make movies alike. So your story has to be shared while you're alive so that people won't skim over the highlights when you die. Guess what? And I want to tell you today, if you haven't written your story, you're not late. You got time. So never, ever rush your life. Take time out for you. You lived it. You've earned it. You deserve it. I see your story. Let's go. That's right.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.